Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello! Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shut your mouth, dude. Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
Yeah. Boom, this is Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber. I am in beautiful Georgia right now, performing at the Jekyll Island Resort with some amazing comedians, and one of them is with me, and I'm excited that she sat down with me. It's Julie Scoggins.
Correct.
Scoggins.
Perfect.
Seen last season on Last Comic Standing. I remember her being tall and hilarious.
Oh.
We're chilling by the pool. It's a little chilly.
It's January and it's like 65 degrees.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I ain't complaining.
It feels good. So you're one of my first like Southern comedians I've met.
Mm-hmm.
True. I mean, like I work down south, but it's like you are like a Harley lady, a Harley chick.
I ride one, but yeah.
Kind of not.
I do. I actually.
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, I do. I ride it to gigs sometimes in the summer.
I saw that in your bio, like your Ollie might be outside of the club.
Oh, somebody wrote that, yeah.
I think
it might be.
It's still kind of badass.
Well, I love riding it. It's so much fun. I had a stereo on it for a while, you know, so I could play my iPod on my phone and stuff like that.
It is kind of badass for you to like kill it on stage, drop the mic, and then ride away in the sunset on a Harley.
I've ridden it on stage for 2 theater shows.
Really?
I swear. I know, it's so cool.
That's awesome.
They play some cheesy, like, Bad to the Bone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the best.
It's awesome. It's show business.
I love it.
It was so fun. And actually, I had a kid's bicycle that looked like a Harley. It was a Harley replica bike.
Yeah.
And I fired my bike up backstage behind the curtain, and I had my friend give me a push on the little kid's bike.
Yeah.
With the engine running in the background.
Yeah.
She shoved me out, so I had like a false start on the little bike first and then went and got on the big one and really rode it out.
I love it. Yeah, I'd have to ride like a little tykes, like four-wheeler out there, like a Barbie car.
We had to do a practice run. I had to go in there at like sound check and ride it through and be sure I wasn't going to bust my ass.
Wow. Yeah, because I've seen it. I don't know if you've ever seen those web videos when someone tries to drive a motorcycle. Like, there's one of, like, a preacher driving his motorcycle, like, down the aisle, and then he, like, wrecks into the choir.
You need a dry run when nobody's around. You need to go through it once, I say.
That's a cool way to enter stage, though. I'd like to enter, like, Peter Pan or something, just, like, flying from the back. From
pink,
the balcony.
Like pink in a...
Like a circus performer.
Yeah.
I want to zip line down on stage.
That would be...
Yeah, zip line down like James Bond.
Did you see the video when, who was it? Tommy Lee played the drums on the roller coaster
and
went upside down, inverted and shit,
yeah.
And none of it fell. The cymbals, everything were all...
They had that all unlocked.
Bolted down and he could still... And playable.
It was fascinating. And he was high as a mother.
That was one of the baddest moments in rock performing in my book.
Didn't they do that a lot during the tour?
Once you bought all the shit to do it with, you might as well make money off of it.
Once you do that, you better do it live on tour.
Get it where you can put it up and set it, you know, put it up and take it down in each town.
Yeah.
Hit the road with it.
Wow. Yeah, I don't. I'm not badass anymore. Like I talk about on stage. I have 3 kids. People that listen, they know that I'm just like a boring dad now. And like you're at home with your husband and your birds.
I have one bird.
You have one bird.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
have children. Those are my children.
Yeah, because I was like, my mom has birds. And you're like,
I'm
what
the
kind
crazy
of birds?
Bird lady. There's people that are crazy cat lady.
My mom's a crazy bird lady.
Oh, I'd like her.
She's pretty awesome. She was an old time rocker too.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, she used to follow bands. She's pretty interesting.
I know we'd get along.
Yeah, she's pretty rad. But you don't
she
have kids.
She got kids.
Yeah. Does your mom have kids?
I'm adopted, actually, yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have kids?
No. Fertility does not run in my family.
Oh, really? No matter what you did?
I didn't try.
You didn't try?
No. I drove a school bus for 3 years. That's the best birth control ever.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I tell people about, like, my comedy. I tell people this is, like, the scared straight, like, my comedy. Like, it's people are going to, like...
This could be you.
Yeah, yeah. Buy a pack of Sam's Club condoms when they go home. You know what I mean?
Put on two.
But driving a school bus, yeah, you're just like, nope, nope. I don't want people involved in any of this.
I mean, you know what? I admire people that do that, and it's definitely something's necessary.
Yeah.
But it ain't me. It ain't going to be me.
Yeah, no. I mean, you've kind of done some fun things, and, you know, you're a Harley driver, and there's things that you can't do once you have kids. I mean, I do jokes about that, like cool stuff I can't do. You get to do it all. See, because a lot of times I think, oh, yeah, kids are a blessing, but then I meet people that get to do a lot of fun things without kids, and I'm like, yeah, that's a blessing, too.
But you know what the flip side of that is, though? Like, there's times like at Christmas.
Yeah.
I do miss having a bustling, joyful household.
Sure.
I don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's just quiet and it's kind of sad. But I go to my nieces and nephews, you know, and hang out with them. And I get a load of noise and then I go home and it's quiet.
You get a little taste and then you're
like, I do enjoy it.
Yeah, it is fun.
It is too quiet at my house.
You just buy presents for your bird?
A little bit.
And you do.
The dog. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
And you got a dog.
Yeah.
You have kids at home all the time.
Sort of, kind of.
You got to feed them. Clean up their shit.
My husband and I just had our 26th wedding anniversary yesterday. Wednesday.
Right.
Wednesday. 2 days ago.
26
Hell
years.
Hell yeah. How old are you?
I'm 34.
Really? I would never guess that old.
Yeah, 40.
Not at all.
40.
I would have guessed not even 30.
40. 40. You're a sweetheart because...
What?
I will go on auditions and they're like, you're playing a 45-year-old dad. I'm like, what?
You are not.
Okay, well, when I was bigger, because I lost like about 100 pounds...
Yeah, you say.
And
you were telling me.
I was like reading for like fat 40-year-old men when I was like 29. I'm like, sweet God, I got to do something about this.
Right, right. Realizing that the change has to be made is half the battle.
Absolutely. And I want to grow old with my kids.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to see my kids graduate and get married and things like that. You know what I mean?
How many you got?
I have 3. Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll hear all about it. When I get on stage.
My neighbors have them. That's close as I get.
Yeah. Do you have a fence or like thorn bushes?
No, we like them. Okay.
Oh, okay. So I always ask people that don't have kids, what was your childhood like? I mean, you said you were adopted, but you obviously have loving parents if they decide to adopt you.
Yeah, they went through a lot of trouble to
really?
Get me. Yeah. It wasn't just a matter of, oh, I found her in the reeds in a boat.
Where
they had to go to trouble.
Where did you grow up?
Charlotte.
Oh, right there.
Yeah. My dad was an architect.
Yeah. So what were your parents?
I should never have been a truck driver.
I know. You were a truck driver, too.
I look it back at what they must have thought and about the career decisions. I wasn't. I was supposed to go to college. You know, that was in the plan. So
what what happened to, like,
becoming? I guess.
Yeah. Did you just be like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to college. I'm going to be a truck driver. Was that the first thing you did?
Yeah, I drove a school bus and progressed.
Wow. And then you got bigger, right. Bigger and badder.
But it was fun. I mean, while I was single, I was driving around.
Yeah.
It didn't seem so bad. I made guy money.
Right.
You know, most women my age were making shit money.
Right.
And it paid great. And I could do what I wanted.
This is like, what, 20 years ago?
We'll go with that.
Something like that. Yeah, it was like 10 years ago. Something like that.
10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, like, were your parents funny? Where does that come
from?
My
mother was, I think.
She's
pretty funny. I was trying to think of something to tell you. When she got old, she was in her 80s, right? And she fell one time. And so one of her caregivers, I had a couple ladies that looked after.
Yeah.
And one of them took her to get checked out, make sure she's okay. So people are on the alert for elder abuse, right? So they lean over to my mom and they go, has anyone abused you? And she goes, what? And he goes, she can't hear him good. And he says, has anyone abused you? And she's, what? I can't understand you. Tell me in this ear. And he goes, have anybody abused you? And she goes, yes. And he goes, oh, who? And she went, you. In his face. That's pretty funny.
Was she always kind of like cracking jokes?
Mm-hmm. And she got dementia when she got old, and so it really manifested.
Yeah.
She started saying inappropriate shit to people like all the time.
That's tough to deal with, but
she told everybody that was fat that they were fat, you know, that they really needed to lose weight.
My grandma did not have dementia, and she still says that.
She was full time, man. Yeah. I said, Mom, you are not the fat police.
Yeah. But it's like, is it kind of a thing where it's like you took it as like half sad, half hilarious?
I know. She was just trying to help.
Find the sense.
Yeah. Well, she was. She was just trying to be, really, she thought, yeah, if I can just tell them what they need to hear,
yeah,
they'll immediately put the fork down.
But was she always kind of like a truth teller? Kind of like spoke her mind? Mm-hmm. Kind of like comedians do?
To a fault.
Yeah. See, my mom does that sometimes. And it, like, did it ever like embarrass you? Like where your mom would say something when
especially when she got dementia. Oh, no, when she was old. Yeah, she mortified me.
But when you were younger, was she like kind of like the funny one or just?
I guess. You only know what you got. You know, now kids go through their lifetimes or their entire childhoods. They can have two or three moms.
Right, right.
At very least, two or three dads. It ain't like that. Yeah, it ain't like that. Wasn't like that for me.
And did you have siblings?
One adopted brother. He's gay. He's a flight attendant.
That's fun.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good guy.
So your parents adopted two kids.
Mm-hmm. And that's we're amazing. Not biological. That's brother amazing. And sister. So
that's pretty cool, though.
I think so.
How was it? What made you funny? Was there something like growing up?
Smoking weed.
Yeah,
probably. That'd make you funny.
It's always funny that I feel like that. Like comedians come from certain places where it's like either you went through something really terrible in your life. And, you know, I kind of fall in that.
I just
you know?
Watched it on television from the start.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved that Carol Burnett stuff, that old school. That shit's funny. I don't care how old you are.
And you were just like, man, I want to make people laugh.
It is funny. And laughing was when I was really, really little.
Yeah, when you were like
But God,
two.
It was still influential. Thank you. We'll go with that. But it was still, it really made a mark, you know. And I definitely learned timing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From watching those people.
And Carol Burnett and
Lily Tomlin was doing stand-up, man.
Hilarious women. Hmm. Hilarious. And I know I read that you kind of went to an open mic with your husband, and he was like, you're funnier than these open micers.
Well, we were just going because we got in free. You know, they papered the room on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we'd go down there and get a coupon to come back next week. So we just did it every week and just for something to do. And it just happened to be that it was open mic night, so we saw it by accident.
Yeah,
before the show, we really came to see.
Right,
and the more I saw these people doing it, I said they're not changing anything.
Yeah,
they're not tweaking the set.
Yeah,
I mean, fix it. It didn't work. Fix it. I just didn't understand.
You're sitting there like a last comic standing judge, and you haven't even tried it yet.
But it was just common sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. You understand. You were a fan of comedy. You kind of understood it.
I'd heard it done
right a lot.
And that wasn't it. But I just decided to try, so it went okay.
What was like your first jokes you ever did? Do you remember your first like set?
I talked about it pissed me off. I think that people put clothing on their cats. This is years ago before there was PetSmart.
People are still pissed by that.
I just said I thought it was so stupid, and then I don't remember. I said something about so that I was putting a sweater on my cat the other day, and it was so corny and so.
Yeah, my first joke was fat Jesus. If Jesus was fat. And I remember it. My friend and I.
Who says he wasn't?
Yeah, he wasn't. He walked everywhere. Are you kidding me? He got so much cardio in.
That's true.
All he ate was fish, protein. Come on.
He was ripped. I bet he had abs.
Oh, Jesus probably looked like.
He was a carpenter. You know
Rambo.
He had abs.
He looked like Rambo. He had the dark black kind of Middle Eastern hair,
olive skin.
Yeah, gorgeous. Probably gorgeous.
With a man bun.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably did. He was blessing
piece
a lot of people.
Piece of rawhide in it.
No,
Lord, I apologize.
He's okay. He's like, I am a good-looking dude. No, me and my friend, like 2 years ago, we did our first sets at like an open mic for fun at our home club. Like I had them written down. He had his. And it was
Yeah, dude, took a paper. You took a paper?
No, I remembered it because it was very short. I mean, you know. Yeah, but I was like, these are the first four jokes I ever did. And it was ridiculous. It was just like, I remember saying them and like my mind was moving so fast because I was like, these are so immature that I was just tagging. I was like, these could have been so much better. Like in my head, as I'm going through it, as I remember it,
right,
I was just like, oh, but I could have done this, and this. Like,
but you were already thinking that way, see?
Yeah, yeah. It was just, it was a blast. So
where were you at your first one?
I was at,
in Pittsburgh. Your home club, Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh Improv was my
very
home club.
Nice. Oh, very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, I got very lucky to be in a city with a big A club, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you did you start in Charlotte?
Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone, that's your spot. I like that place a lot. I do.
It's really nice now.
It's
they
a fun
really
room.
They finally it's been through three incarnations since yeah. I've been doing it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you that's always interesting when I know comics that have seen like multiple GMs and different owners and that's fascinating to me.
But it's most of the time the people that are still in a job for years after years are there because they're suited for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And it's good to have friends, you know, people that are good people
yeah.
in those jobs.
Yeah, and I know
it makes your job not be like work.
Absolutely. I know the GM there now, the lady there, she's wonderful. I was just there and she's spectacular.
That's awesome.
I was like, wow, you make comics feel like they're people. Thank
right.
you. Thank
and
you
it's
so much.
Just little stuff. Just
yeah,
little things
absolutely.
That make you I never understood the whole let's put them in the shittiest hotel we can find
yeah.
mentality. But most of the people, I guess, that were doing it really weren't associating how happy and content we were with the level of job
right,
they
right,
got,
right.
the level of show they got.
Right.
Nobody thought like that.
Yeah.
But after doing enough of it, you realize it really does matter, and you really do
I
go
know.
In with your head in the game.
Yeah. Oh, when
you feel appreciated.
Oh, and people are kind to you, and you're like, you're like, oh, thank you.
And
so
you're
much.
Glad to be here, and you're glad you got the made the right career
and you
choice.
Can't wait to go back.
Look at this place. You can't. I wish y'all could see this place.
I know it's beautiful.
This is a damn. It's like a Playboy Mansion or something.
It is beautiful, like the Playboy Mansion back in 1901.
Because
they can't. It's a historical landmark. So they can't really change anything.
We saw a building out there today was built in 1700-something, a house, a ruin, 1700s, and I thought, that's amazing.
That's crazy. That always reminds me.
Had sand and seashells was it was made out of.
It always reminds me when I see like old places how like America is so young, you know? And it reminds me of a Jim Brewer joke when he took his kids to Europe and all they kept doing is asking about if they could eat. Like, they want to get something to eat,
mm-hmm.
and they go to these, like, ruins, and they're like, do they have chicken fingers here? And he goes, this building was built in 12. 12. Like, it's just so funny, because kids, and, like, you think of the history. Anyway, sorry, that's a weird aside, but I
it
always.
It is so good,
every
though.
Time I think it's, of old buildings, I think of that gym joke.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And he's right, I'm sure. They don't give a shit.
No, they don't care. My kids don't care.
Johnny Beaner posted something. He was at the zoo. And
I saw that.
And his kid just wanted to see the maps.
His kid was looking at the maps. It's like, she loves the maps.
She doesn't care about all these endangered
I've had Johnny Beaner on here.
Species.
Yeah, so funny. That's what, like, you have that like, comedy that comes from kids. It's unbelievable. You know what I mean? But I love that you have led such a, like, it seems like such an adventurous life.
I don't want to be stagnant, that's for sure.
Yeah, but, like, you have lived on a boat.
But that's what happens when you don't have children,
man. But I'm
saying,
yeah, you get into a different adventure.
Right, because you're just, you like, I'm not sitting here and wasting it.
Yeah.
I got to get out and do it.
How long did you live on a boat?
4 years. Well, really three, because when we first moved down there, we got an apartment.
Yeah.
But when I say an apartment, it was a house. That
yeah.
was divided into two floors,
right.
and we rented one floor, and some other people were in the other
yeah.
floor, a gay couple. These two dudes lived over there. They were the best. One was a school teacher. One was a DJ.
We
had the
sitcom.
Best. It was so good. It was so good.
So when what made you decide, like, hey, let's get a boat and live?
My husband wanted to, but he's mechanical.
Oh, yeah.
He's an engineer head.
Love it.
NPR listening. Left brain thinking, dude.
So when you guys, where did you take your boat?
St. Thomas. That's where we lived.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You just lived on the waters of St. Thomas.
Well, we rented a slip in a marina.
Yeah.
And you plug into the electricity. You got air conditioning. It's just like living in a motorhome.
That's like a honeymoon for
but
three, 4 years.
But it's just floating.
Right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was all right.
See what I'm saying? See, when people are like, you know, oh, well, you know, you got to have kids. I talk to people about kids. No, that is a
fantastic
adventure.
Well, we saw people doing it that had kids.
Yeah.
Living on a boat. You think Beaner, you think him moving his kids to L.A.
is tough.
Yeah, but there were people that raised, well, I think what he's doing is tougher than trying to raise them on a boat, quite honestly.
My friend just
You just
moved.
Put little life jackets on them, and if they fall in, you get a hook, and you scoop them up. That's it.
My friend just moved his kids to Costa Rica to teach people how to farm.
Down there, man, a dollar goes like $1,000, you know?
Crazy.
You can buy, the exchange rate is really
St.
good.
St. Thomas, Virgin Islands?
That's U.S., though. See, that's
so
same
it's U.S.
as... The economy down there's not as, the cost of living there is higher than it is here. It's like being in Hawaii.
Is it because of, like, tourism?
Because it's,
stuff like
yeah,
that?
That's all he got. My husband was a machinist when we lived down there. He made sailboat parts.
Really?
People would come in with a drawing.
Yeah.
Of something that they wanted fabricated, and he would make it for them.
Oh, he did fabrication.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and it'd
pretty
be,
cool.
But, I mean, he'd go out on their boat. He'd have to take, like, a little motorboat and go
yeah.
measure and shit.
Wow. And then after the boat, then where'd you do?
Came back to the States.
Came back
took
to Charlotte.
We did a camping trip. Oh, I didn't tell you this. We bought a tent and we and a cook stove, and we went around the country for 2 months. We bought a national park pass, and we left my animals with my parents and took off. And we camped through Canada. We adjusted our latitude with how cold it was to sleep at night.
Right.
And we would, like, if we were freezing, we'd wake up and wouldn't come out of the sleeping bag because it was too cold, you could see your breath.
Yeah.
Then we would turn south the next day and drive maybe, you know, 200 miles south and dip down until it got good temperature. And, oh, my God, Grand Canyon, all that shit.
Wow.
It was really pretty cool.
Wow.
And they had Yellowstone and Seattle. I was in Seattle when Princess Diana got killed in the car wreck. That's where we were.
Wow.
You know how you know where you were when something happened.
Your adventures are unbelievable. See, I always say, like, oh, I have kids, and that's where my material comes from. But you have seen the country, and, like it's just fascinating that you can really just draw from people from all over the country. You've
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.